is for Sean Mackey to strike!
It's Calvin Miller against McGowan. Miller sends it in!
It's Miller time, baby! Champions again! Falkirk have broken through the glass ceiling! After 15 years in the wilderness, Falkirk Football Club has once again a Premiership club!
This is Falkirk Daft.
With Behind the Wall, we're navy blue, are you?
Baby, 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 can you give me your private number? That was a conversation that Jens Bertel Askew and John McGlynn had because we have Motherwell's number and we've had it all season. It was a win for Falkirk against the Lanarkshire Galacticos and we're back to winning ways, thank goodness. This is Falkirk Daft and we're here to talk about Motherwell versus Falkirk and the 1-1 that Bairns at the Bairn Mabow, and I'm doing it in the company of the Ginger Gordon Paul himself, it's Ross Wayne.
Good morning, mate. Good morning. Yeah, we do seem to have their number, don't we?
I don't know how it's happened, but it just I think, you know, John McGlynn sees these games as chess matches, and you know it's been checkmate just about every time for him.
Yeah, it's been perfect from John McGlynn, Paul Smith, Steve McGinn's perspective. We have done our homework. We've worked on how to not only nullify them, which is part one, but part two is then. How to break through a pretty stubborn defence, and I think we need to bear that in mind that they have had they do still I think have the best defensive record in the league. Yet they've lost how many goals against us now? So 2, 5, 6.
Yeah,
6 goals, which they've only lost something like 22 or something like that. So it's a huge compliment to Falkirk players, staff and management that we've done 10 points out of 12.
And our frightening statistics is about 20% of our points this season have come from Motherwell. When you look at it, if we're in 49 now, we've taken 10 points off them.
Good point.
So that's a wild start there as well for a team that have been absolutely lauded, and quite rightly so, for what they've done this season. It's a tremendous start. I just don't know what it is, but long may it continue. We'll talk about the game just in a bit. How are you, Ross? You all right?
Not bad, mate. Quiet weekend, if I'm being honest, which is not a bad thing. Weather's not looking so hot today, but
bank holiday weekend, you're wanting a wee bit of
sun. No, I don't think the forecast is looking fantastic either. But
check out us just talking about the weather. This is the go-to conversation. I've been out with the dog today. Went for a big walk around Couris.
Nice, I like that.
The peninsula, the bike right around the peninsula. It's a great dog walk. You know, I'm always looking for good dog walks. If anyone's got any suggestions, like I like going on a loop. You know, I don't like coming back on myself, but you go right around the peninsula at Couris. That's one of my top dog walks. And I like the one at the Pineapple. If you go up to the Pineapple, you walk right round the Pineapple past the old house there and right round back to the Pineapple car park. I like that one.
At Couris, you can also walk along the side of the railway track as well, can't you?
But then you're doubling back on yourself. I like a loop, Ross. There has to be a loop. I don't like double backing myself. So there we go. So that exciting dog walk chat and weather chat, that's what you need from a football podcast. But let's talk about Falkirk Daft Live. Now, I teased this on Thursday. So we have the next two guests confirmed for May the 15th at Behind the Wall. John McGlynn, we know, is going to be there. Paul Smith, we know it's going to be there ahead of the last game against Rangers. And two other guests that we've booked, two legends of the club, Jim Jeffries and Billy Brown, will also be at Falkirk Daft Live. And we're very excited about it, Ross.
Amazing guests, yes. We had the pleasure of meeting them very briefly last year, when we had won the league and the club had put on an event at the Barrackie. The problem was at the Barrackie that no one could hear what the other person was saying, so it felt like any questions that we did ask them, and Jim is the quietest of people anyway, so it will be a far better environment and behind the wall. I know we have a bit of a raucous crowd at times, but everybody will give the respect to Jim and Billy. Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. It's going to be really, really good. And I mean, obviously, John, Billy, Paul, and they all go back and
They
together.
do.
Like, and Jim, they're all, Jim. I think Billy gave John his break in kind of in football, and then Jim worked with Jim, and then Paul obviously played
Signed, yeah.
under Jim, and that's it'll be
Yeah,
really, really good. It'll be really, really good. And I don't know if the paths will cross, but I'm sure they will. I'm sure we'll have the good in that. And of course, all Jambos as well. I don't know if who Paul supports, but they're all Jambos, so I'll be interested to see whether what's because we're coming off the back of the Wednesday game against Hearts at Tynecastle as well. So it'll be an
good point.
interesting one. But really
Yeah.
looking forward to speaking to Jim. Obviously, legendary manager at the club, and it'll be great to get his stories from what was a very successful Falkirk side.
It was, yeah, no, as the some of the stories from the 1990 to what 95. So yeah, he'll have a lot of tales to tell. Some big characters in the squad that he signed, in the squads that he signed as well, which I'm sure will come out as well.
And it's all happening behind the wall, 15th of May. Tickets completely sold out. We'll keep an eye on our socials because gently there's some returns kind of on the week running up to it. We had a couple of returns this week which got snapped up pretty quickly. But we'll keep an eye on our socials if you fancy come on, you see that. But as I say, it's sold out. And thanks to Behind the Wall, our sponsors, they have been all season and will continue to be next season as well. Stay local, eat and drink global. The Falkirk Daft Venom. The original Falkirk Daft Venom. None of this kind of snotty ones that you're getting round the town now that have just jumped on the bandwagon. This is the original. It reports the Scotia are doing one right now. Well, like Scotia is a pub, but I don't think it's near as good as the original and the best Falkirk Daft Venom, which you'll only get at Behind the Wall. And they've got some amazing events coming up there as well. Echoes of the Bunny Men. Favourite Echo in the Bunny Men song, Ross?
No idea, but
No,
no
not
idea. I've heard of them, but
the
I couldn't
cutter,
tell you.
no,
No,
nothing
I
ever
couldn't
lasts
tell you as
forever. No,
well.
all right, okay. But that's 29th of May. Echoes of the Bunny Men will be in Behind the Wall. Barbara Brysland and our daytime dancing is in there on the Sunday, the 7th of June. Bit of Babs, everybody loves a bit of Babs round the tune. And the Scotland World Cup launch party is happening on the 14th of June. You can watch the game and you're going to spend £5 to get in, but that gets your pint, so it's basically just going there. So there's going to be a big watching the game up at Behind the Wall, upstairs in the bar. So get involved with that as well. I've not even made any decision of what I'm doing for the game yet, but that'll be TBC. So we'll wait and see what happens with that. They've got Falkirk's best selection of fine wines, lagers, craft and cask ales, and they've got great food as well, stagecoach, all that sort of stuff. Everyone loves that. Between the Sheets, Behind the Wall classic. So get yourself up there, get booked in there for a table if you fancy food as well. And of course we'll be in there on the 15th. More information, behindthewall.co.uk. Right. Ross, at Falkirk Daft Live, talking of which, we need to do our annual awards as well, because we usually do Player of the Season and Goal of the Season. Now Paul has suggested that we should do Lone Player of the Season too. I'm not having it. Not having it. That's
We
like
did, but yeah.
most improved or clubman of the, it's just like, nah, no having it, because you know who would win it anyway. It'd be Lisa. It'd be Lisa. Right,
Probably.
so the best way I think of deciding who our nominations for Player of the Year are is looking back at our Falkirk Daft Rated and shortlisting the four. So looking down the list, let's have a look. I think it's pretty much between, and in fact it is, looking down the list, Leon McCann, Liam Henderson, Philip Lisa, Calvin Miller.
Yep.
That's your
So
shortlist of four.
that's the shortlist. So are we going out to the socials to get voting, people
Yep,
voting?
we'll put voting out on the socials this week. So who is your Falkirk Daft Player of the Season? According to our Falkirk Daft rated table, the four are Leon McCann, Liam Henderson, Calvin Miller and Philip Lisa. Any arguments with anyone that should be included? Anyone unlucky to miss out?
Yeah, there's probably a couple of players that are unlucky to miss out. Obviously, Scott Bain's been very, very consistent all season. Brad Spencer as his usual self. Dylan Tate's been fantastic at points.
I think
there's
if Barney had been there for rather than just a half a season, good luck to Barney, actually, PF player, young player of the year tonight, and obviously John Upford, manager of the year as well. But I think if Barney had been there for the full season rather than just half the season, he would have been in contention. But
I think Barney will win it tonight because just of his story, and what he's done, and I would love for John to win, but I've just got a funny feeling. I think Derek McInnes probably will end up winning.
I think Derek McInnes is a shoe-in.
Could be wrong. Could be wrong. You never
but
know.
Yeah, that is your four players of the year. As for Falkirk Daft, we will award our Falkirk Daft player of the year at Behind the Wall on the 15th. We need to get the trophies sorted out for that, Ross, actually. That will be your vote. So look in our socials. It'll be on our X channel and our Facebook channel. Get voting on who your Falkirk Daft player of the year is. And we'll award that on the 15th. Now, not only do we award player of the year, we also award, in fact, actually, who is your player of the year? I'm going to ask you, out of those four, who are you picking?
Out of those four, it is tough. It is tough. And there's arguments for all four. I'm going to say Leo McCann. I'm going to go Leo McCann. But I think I'm not overly sure. He will win. I think the general public will vote Calvin.
I think people might vote for Lisa, you know. I think Philip. We were talking about this yesterday, that see those four players, right? Those four players just that are even like shortlisted. Those four players for me potentially go in to my Falkirk all-time 11 of my lifetime, Falkirk all-time 11. Because I think we've always kind of really struggled with that standout left winger. Obviously, McAllister is a shoo-in for the right, but like...
Really good shout, yeah.
Like, and right back as well. And I honestly, I think the only person I can compare to Phil Lisa that I've seen in the Falkirk jersey at right back is probably Davey Weir. That's the only person I think is a better right back than Phil Lisa. That we've had in a Falkirk jersey in my lifetime.
I would agree with you.
Seen the park.
Yeah,
and then you go left back as well, and you go, can you think of a better left back? McQueen, maybe?
I was going to say my current, so if without any of the current lot, I would have Tommy McQueen as my left back. So the question is Leon McCann, has he done a better job in service for Falkirk than Tommy McQueen? And if I'm being honest, I would probably say yes.
And then Hendo. I mean, Hendo's, you know, in terms of centre halves, I mean, I think for everyone, Yogi's a shoo-in. I think at that position. And lifetime, Andy Nicol, a lot of people say Andy Nicol as well.
And again, it's a really good conversation because, again, prior to this season, or indeed the modern few years, I would probably have Yogi and I would have Joe McLaughlin as my centre halves.
Oh, Joe.
See, if I was to put Liam in, and I wouldn't be adverse to that, I think I'm dropping Yogi. I think I would need to keep Joe.
You'd have Joe. Oh,
Joe was a better centre-half than Yogi. Listen, Yogi was an enigma. He was a big bear, right? But he learned to play football towards the end of his career. Let's face it, right? Liam is a footballer. Joe McLaughlin was definitely a footballer.
What a sexy back to that is Liam Henderson and Joe McLaughlin. Joe McLaughlin was so just I just remember watching him just glide through games. He was an absolute class player. He was a cut above a lot of people. Do you know what we're going to do, Ross? And I think this is something we're going to activate next season. We're going to put together Falkirk ultimate teams. We're going to stick together the ultimate teams and we're going to go through every position, me and you, and we're going to work out. So that's next season. I had the idea of doing it this season, but next season we're going to do some bonus podcasts and we're going to, throughout the season, maybe once a month, do Falkirk Ultimate Teams and we'll build up that team because I think that will
get... Almost like a winner stays on type thing, do you mean?
What's that?
Like that, like a winner stays on type thing.
I think we could build it up. I think what I would suspect is we come in here, argue the toss, give our top five for each position or top four for each position. And then we'll let the listeners and viewers decide who goes out and got my team. And it'll be based on our lifetime, by the way. Sorry for
Absolutely.
Everyone that's a bit older than us. It'll be based around who we've seen. Anyway, good chat. Let's think about that for next season. Goal of the season. at the Falkirk Daft Awards. Right, here's, and you can argue against this, here's what I think it's for. I think I would say the four for me are Conor Allen against Dundee, Ben Yeats against St Mirren, half from inside the halfway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, right. I was thinking about one you were talking about. Yep. Okay.
Yep. Barney's, just the team goal, which started from the back. Was that his second or his third against
Hibs? Yep. Good idea. Yep.
Yeah, was that his second? I think it was that his hat trick goal. I can't remember. But that that goal against Hibs, just for the team ring, and the fourth goal would be Kyrie Wilson against Celtic.
Good choices.
Is there any other look you would like to veto from that list, or is any anyone else that comes
in?
No,
but there's obviously a few others. Like
Ross McGeever's against Steny, but that was that Stirlingshire Cup.
It was Stirlingshire Cup.
I saw that again.
I saw the club had used the one from match day one against Dundee United. I think it was the one Brad had
Dylan laid off
to Dylan. Cracking finish. I don't know if it's a goal of the season over those ones. Yeah, listen, I'm on board for all of those. So I'd be happy with that as a top four. Yeah, I'm happy with that.
That's your top four for Falkirk Daft goal of the season. Who will win it? Will it be Conor Allen, Kyrie Wilson, Barney Stewart, or Finn Yeats? That's your four to vote on. We'll get both votes up on our socials this week, so keep an eye out for that. And like I say, the award will be handed out on May the 15th. Talk about Amarillo on last week's podcast and the origins of Amarillo. And thanks very much to Craig Hogarth, brother of Miles Hogarth, and big Falkirk supporter. He says, my take on Amarillo started on away days back in the day. My brother used local lad knowledge to play to the crowd and sing it at the end of the season bashes. It was then played as a goal per celebration song, but probably only really established in the TFS due to improved sound system. So there you go. So, like, so we still aren't any queerer because Miles has picked up on this Amarillo, but we don't know if it's come from the Elias supporters bus, Davey Moss's goals, or I don't know. We're still none the queerer. Again, we need Michael White, club historian, on the case to find this out and get a definitive answer. So keep your theories on Amarillo coming through. That'd be great. Shout out to Alex Lockery. He's walked the Dundee Kilt Walk. That's 23 miles in a kilt. My God, you imagine the chafing on that. If you're not going to do it in full Scotsman, are you?
He might have, but I wouldn't if it was me.
I don't think you'd do full Scots if you were doing 23 miles in a kilt, surely.
Oh, chafing would be pretty.
Oh my God, it'd be red raw.
Aye.
It wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be good at all. You know what it's like after a win? Jesus Christ, imagine it after 23 miles in a kilt.
Get the tail kit.
Oh, yeah. That boy that's walking, Craig Ferguson, the boy that's walking across America, God, yeah, you do pants if you're doing that. Anyway, it's beside the point. He's hoping to raise 500 quid. He's done it for Be Heard. He's currently at 427, hopefully getting 500 quid. So we'll pop the link on our socials. Well done, Alex. Hopefully we can get that up. And again, Leon's charity, Leon is his partner. Their charity, Be Heard, well done, raising money for that. So well done, Alex, superb. Let's go quickly into Birthday Corner and say a happy 43rd birthday to Stuart McDonald. And that's from himself. I love that when people just wish happy birthday to themselves. He's 43 on the 29th of April, so happy birthday, Stuart. And it's all the best. He's now, I love this bit as well. He's like, all the best from the two cats, Beans and Indy. I don't think we've had a cat shout out. I think this could be a Falkirk Daft first. Stuart's pointed out, so there we go. So shout out to Stuart, turning 43, and that's from your cats, Beans and Indy, and from yourself, and of course from me and Ross. So happy birthday, Stuart.
Love it.
A couple of players' birthdays on the 7th, The Edge, Willem Ejigui. I like The Edge. We had him on loan from Dundee United, and he was fucking solid and huge.
He was very solid centre half, and nowhere near, obviously, a centre half that would ever have in our 11s, our Falkirk 11s. But yeah, he was a solid enough defender, wasn't he? At 40, I thought, I would have said he was older than that, because I thought he was like late 30s when he played for us, which would have been a good, 6-7 years ago.
Yeah. So The Edge is 40 on the 7th, and on the 9th of May, a couple of names in here: Jason Lee. One season wonder at Falkirk. Always scored. Always remember from that opening goal of the game, opening goal of the season against Inverness at Oak View on the a bicycle kick. It was incredible. Don't think he scored many more.
He scored half a dozen, I think, six or seven goals.
You met him, didn't you?
Well, yes, I did. It was about 18 months ago. I was down at Forest, Forest Leicester, I think it was, or Forest Ipswich, beg your pardon. And he was in the lounge as one of the hosts, and so I had a chat with him. He had his overhead kick against Inverness literally on his phone at his fingertips. So he showed that. And weirdly, I got a voice message off him about 3 weeks ago, because again, so my cousin's husband was in the lounge, and he sent me a voice message just saying, shout out Falkirk. So
on Jason Lee, love that. Absolutely love that. Get him back. Get him up. Let's get him up for Falkirk Daft Live, just for banner. That'd be great. Jason Lee, why not? Stuart Murdoch, 36 again. Murdo, still kicking a ball. I think he's East Fife now. Murdo.
That's who I would have guessed. Yeah, I'm sure. That's
yeah, he obviously had a decent enough career, went down south and then came back up. So Murdo, 36 this week. Denon Lewis, there's a name.
Just strikes anger in you whenever you hear his name, doesn't it? It's just anger and disappointment.
I don't know why, but I have a real perversion of following him on Instagram, and he's kicking about the lower leagues. I think he's doing actually quite well. Is it Dorking Wanderers?
Is that the team who have that manager that forever films himself?
Aye.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Aye.
Mark something.
He's the chairman of the club, and he's also the manager of the club as well, which I love.
So he's like a modern day Romanov, then, is he?
Pretty much, playing down there, and down in National League South. There he is. So Denon Lewis still kicking a ball down there. And then on the same, there's a lot of birthdays on the 9th, and the same day, wee Max Kucharewaki, I think he got released to St Johnson, and I don't know where he is now. Wee Max played with us in League One on loan from St Johnson. Always liked him as a player. He's 24 this week, so there you go.
Happy. Me too. He had a brilliant first touch.
You thought he was God's gift. I remember that. You thought he was God's gift.
Yeah, I think I randomly said that he was the new Russell.
I think you did say that at one point, and I was like, what are you talking about?
It shows that I know nothing.
There you go. So happy birthday to wee Max. So, and on the 10th, Davy Weir, who we spoke about earlier on, one of the finest players to pull on the navy blue. He's 56 on the 10th. So happy birthday to Davy as well. Bit of club news before we get into the game against Motherwell with our guest pundit, Alex Haxton. 150th celebration timeline has been laid down by the club, Ross. And it's in the argument over, was it the club established in 76 or 77, has been ticked off because we've basically kicking the arse out of it for 18 months just across those two timelines.
Yeah, I did see that. Which is fair enough, because obviously there is a little bit of, well, there's a lot of chat about the whole 1876
versus
1877. Obviously, we know my personal thoughts on it. But
you're just personal thoughts because you don't want to get your tattoo redone.
That's neither here nor there.
That's 100% why it's why your personal thoughts are on it.
Like, I don't want to say I'm right and Michael's wrong, but he's wrong. So, no, it is. It's looking at it. It's obviously they're due to launch the 150th celebrations are due to start this year. So I think I saw Jamie reply to someone on Twitter who was asking about it. So the home kit will be in June. The away kit will be in July. They did hope to have the shirts out earlier. However, as we now know, and as you spoke about on the preview podcast, Crunchy Carrots are no longer going to be the main shirt sponsor. So there is going to be a new shirt sponsor. So I think that's maybe pushed things back ever so slightly. Yeah. There's going to be a Hall of Fame dinner, which sounds quite interesting. So the kit launch, sort of the heritage kit launch, will be in the autumn. They also said there will be a 150th special edition kit launch. So that's looking like four kits next season. A tartan will be launched in a drink spirit launch. That sounds pretty cool.
A tartan? We've already got a tartan or what?
It's obviously a one-off for the 150th. And then there's going to be various retail things. a heritage fixture. There's rumours of a video that the club are going to do highlighting the 150th location. Sorry, various Falkirk locations around the town and the district, and a heritage fixture at some point in summer 2027.
Wonder who the heritage fixture will be against.
Well, I don't know if it's the same one that they mention in the press release. In the press release, they talk about having like some sort of weird Falkirk 11 versus a Bonnybridge Grasshoppers 11 in tribute to the first ever fixture. That
Oh.
sounds pretty cool, but I would also like it, like a no disrespect to that game, but it would also be really cool to have like a big, like, friendly against, I don't even know who, it's like Chelsea or something like that, or
I
do you
would.
know what I mean?
I'm up. Do you know what I'm up for? I'm actually up for like getting Falkirk. Like, we've never really done that. Like, getting a Falkirk Legends team, like a kind of almost like soccer aid type thing.
Oh no, listen, that would be brilliant. And because we know, well, as you know from our charity games, like it's class when you get the old players together and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I would also like a proper big fixture as well.
Yeah.
Because I think all these events sound amazing. And listen, it's a one-off. Because you don't do a lot of stuff for like every 25 years, you don't really do a lot. Like the club didn't really mark the 125th massively. It was done a little bit, but the 150th is going to be class.
Yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. I have to say, four kits with it's gonna be your bloody expensive for all those shirt collectors that have four kits in about four
Absolutely.
months. Like,
Absolutely.
it's a bit much, but I'm looking forward to it. Some amazing concept kits. Oh God, we got sent some amazing concept kits, which I'll retweet on our X channel, and I need to find who sent them because
Yeah,
he
it
sends
was.
them all the time, and they're incredible. And I was like, oh my God. Release that, Falkirk. Let me just
Yeah,
find.
it's Barry Wilson
Is it
who,
Barry
because
Wilson, right?
Falkirk, yeah, fan who's got, I think he owns a site called Concept Kips.
Aye.
And he put them together, some really good suggestions in there.
Oh.
Listen, they're obviously the strips are already designed as we know,
I
but
know.
it'll be kind of cool to see. And obviously they've released what the badges are going to look like as well.
By the way, the Highlander badge, how good does that look? The kind of updated Highlander badge,
Yeah.
that looks incredible. Absolutely love
Well,
that.
both look really clean, really crisp. I don't know if it's an indicator that we're going to have gold in the home kit,
I think there will
potentially
be.
again. It
Yeah,
sounds like it.
it looks sexy. I loved it. Someone had the gold on the away top last season with the gold badge and the gold carrot. It was brilliant.
The only thing I would have done differently, just on the shield one, put established 1876.
Oh, we know why they're not doing that though, Ross.
Yes, we do know why we're not doing.
But I know it'll be class. So looking forward to seeing the new kits, and obviously we'll find out who the new sponsor is in the weeks to come. So yeah, very exciting times. And yeah, that Highlander badge, I just think it looks really, really good. The
It does.
update.
We're
I'm
off class.
guessing. I'm guessing both badges aren't going to be on the same top. So what you would suspect is one will be on the home top and one will be on the away top. I guess the
Yes.
home steeple will have the home top will have the steeple, and I bet the away top has the Highlander.
Yes,
That'd be my guess on it, but
and they were also saying that there's going to be a Highlander version, a different version on the training kit and what have you as well.
yeah, no, absolutely, absolutely. But let's talk about yesterday's game now, and we're going to do it in as usual in the company of a guest pundit, and we're going to invite on to be our guest pundit this week the one, the only Alex Haxton.
Sure.
How
How are
are
you,
you?
mate?
Very good, very good. Aye, aye. Thanks for the invitation, guys. Good to be here. Spoke about it a few times, but finally on the podcast. So,
Long time coming. Good to
I've
have
got,
you.
has Alex never been on before?
Never been on
I don't
before.
believe it, because we see Alex in
Never.
the pub and he's at all the Falkirk Daft live events. Obviously, his son Andy in a fantastic band called Parley Ammo, though they're not called Parley Ammo anymore. Have we found out what the name of the new band is yet, Alex?
Yep, they are going to be called Chancer. That's just summed
Chancer.
up perfectly. Aye,
Right.
aye. Well, chance
There you
serves me
go.
like. Is
So,
that not the name of an 80s TV show as
ah, and
well?
that was City Lights, mate. Chancer was in City Lights.
Oh,
So,
I had
aye.
kind of, aye,
That's
that's
right.
right.
Willie Melvin and
What
Johnny Watson was in that as well.
am
Johnny.
I thinking of? Was
You're
there something with
thinking
Robbie
City
Coltrane?
Lights?
No,
It's
I'm not.
like,
Was there not something with Robbie Coltrane, like called
that
Chancer?
cracker.
Is it?
Cracker.
Cracker.
Cracker. Jesus Christ, Ross.
Cracker. Close enough, mate. Close enough.
Well,
It's
there you
enough.
go. There you go. So go and check out Chancer. The artist formerly known as Parley Ammo are now Chancer, and they're a great band. Alex, we're going to have to ask you then, because I can't believe we've not had you on this podcast before. How did you end up as a Falkirk supporter?
Well, I was actually thinking about the other day. My first game, I couldn't tell you my first game, but I'm guessing I would be 7, 8 years of age. My first heroes that I clearly remember were Paul Leeson and John Perry, which is like late 70s, and I'm 55 now, so can't remember the first game. I remember getting lifted at the turnstiles at Brockville and stuff like that. My first job, believe it or not, was actually just confirming this the other day with Stuart Adam. Was selling pies and Bovril's and then programmes at the whole Brockville. So just young boy hooked for life, and that's it. And as you know, Andy's laddie's got the bug as well, so that's been the way it's always going to be. Indoctrination.
It's got to be. It's got to happen. Finally, my boy, after several years, 16 years of trying, I mean, he's finally caught the bug, and he's never out of Falkirk now this year. But he, and like you, Alex, he steals all my old tops. He's in about all my old tops. I know Andy, when he drums with the band, you always see Andy in one of your old
One
tops.
of those tops, aye? Have any tops
Aye.
left me, aye?
I know, so that's what happens, I guess. But and you're not only a Falkirk, you're a West Ham season ticket holder as well, Alex, aren't you?
Well, I was for a couple of years. Like, since the West Ham are no longer in Europe for a couple of years, I never renewed the season ticket because if they're in Europe, the games are never on a Saturday, so you can get to loads of games because most of
Aye,
them are good. So I
aye,
still go down. I'm going down to the last two games of the season, Newcastle away, who I believe are your wee team,
yep, yeah, they are.
and home Leeds. So I've got a bit of
Brilliant.
East London love the last
Oh,
couple of games
class,
of the season.
class. That's good. Listen, if I know, I'd have been a good. I wish I'd known that, Alex. I could have come down with you for a wee
Come
away
down. Come
day.
down. Let's do it. Let's
Newcastle,
do it.
West Ham would have been a
Let's
good.
do
That'd have
it.
been a good laugh out. There we go.
Right, let's do it.
I'll see if I can get my permission slip for that. I very
Oh,
much look
Alex,
forward to
you just gone back to your pie and Bovril days
it.
at Bovril. I had a weird, when random memories pop in your head. Do you remember the last couple of seasons at Brockville? There used to be someone who had it was like a Ghostbusters proton pack, used to go around the track at Brockville selling, I assume, Bovril or tea or something, right?
I remember.
That happened though, didn't it? That's not a dream that I've got
I
in my
think
mind.
I you might have been taking mind altering substances, Ross, to be fair, me other.
I remember that.
But they
I
did.
do remember that.
Talk,
They used to
aye. Was
bring
it not
this
just
thing.
juice? It did.
Ross,
It
it would have
did.
been juice. It wouldn't have been. You wouldn't have put a boiling pack on
Think it was
someone.
juice. I think it was juice because guys used to go around and sell like macaroon and all sorts back in the day as well. There's been all sorts of
Yeah,
Brockville.
you're not going to put a fucking
Well,
tear in someone's back, Ross. It's a
hot
burner.
water. I'm sure it was hot water.
No
I'm,
chance.
oh,
It was
I can't.
juice. It must have been juice.
I can't remember. That's Stuart Adam. He'll can that. He'll
Need to ask
remember.
someone.
Please slide into your DMs. I think Ross is talking shite. It
No,
was a.
but
It
they
was
used to
bro.
like a proton pack
I
from
do.
Ghostbusters.
I do believe you, and that's part of it. And I seem to have memories of that, but I don't think it was a boiling hot water of Bovril on someone's back.
Was a
I really.
flamethrower. It was a flamethrower.
A flamethrower.
There you go. So please let us know, confirm whether to Ross. I think there was a backpack thing, but I don't think it. I think it was juice.
I'm going with juice. I'm going with
Okay,
juice.
I'm going with juice. But let us know. Slide it in our DMs. Right, let's talk about the game yesterday then, gentlemen. We talked in the preview episode. We've had, and we talked about the start of it. We've had Motherwell's number. I thought they were going to be Dewar's one, but it didn't turn out that way. And one change to the side, which faced Celtic last weekend. We all agreed it was a really good performance last week. That change, obviously, Philip Lisa was fit again. Philip Lisa came back in the side because I think Keelan didn't have the best of games last weekend. So Philip Lisa's fit. Philip Lisa gets a game. The one change I thought might happen and didn't. I thought Kyrell might have come in for Ben Brosio, but that didn't happen. Is that the team you would have went with, Alex, or would you have had made any changes?
To be honest, I kind of thought that after the goal that Kyrell scored at Parkhead, they would probably get the nod. But I have to say that I thought Ben played really well yesterday. Kind of it was you. I don't think there was a weak link in the team yesterday, to be honest with you. It's just good to have the options that we've got. We can bring both on quite different players, but both equally as effective.
Yeah, Ross, what was that the team you would have had out?
Yeah, pretty much. Like you, I thought Kyrell might have had a start. John does seem to prefer him as a sort of impact sub though, because of his pace
He's
and
unbelievable when
what
he
he can
comes off
do.
that bench. Like people
Oh
just
yeah.
got like you said, you saw yesterday he was clean through and he was brought back and you know, there was a couple of occasions yesterday Kyrell really influenced the game when he came on.
He was
Yeah.
he's see when you think back to when he first started though, his defensive play is like night and day because bless him, when he first arrived, he obviously saw the pace, right? But he wasn't always the best at tracking back. Whereas you look at yesterday, he did as well defensively as he did
Oh, it was at one point
going
yesterday when he
forward.
got on, he got back and won the ball back, and
Yep.
everyone was like up on their feet going, "Well done, Kyle." It was great.
So no, I pretty much the team. I did think if Lissa's fit, he plays, and that is what he should be, one of the first names, if not the first name in the team sheet, probably. So yeah, not really quite happy with that, and we started off like a train, really.
Absolutely. Actually, before we move on to game, we're talking about it earlier on, Alex. Get your take on it. We're potentially speculating that Philip Lissa might be one of the best right backs that's ever played for Falkirk.
Do you know, I was thinking about like all historically, like fullbacks. I'm thinking, well, the one that stood out for me, the fullback, although he played as a left back, was Tommy McQueen, ironically, ex-West Ham. And I think when you watch Phil like that, he's so calm on the ball. Linda was saying yesterday, it's as if he doesn't break sweat, he doesn't think, he just acts. And he's so calm. I think he's the kind of player you could look and you think he could play anywhere in the team
Yeah.
and it would be a job. No, he's the first thing potentially my team sheet every week.
Absolutely. A really young side out there. I think Steve McGinn, who we'll hear from in a bit, said there's only three players over 24 in that side yesterday, which is unbelievable. So I'm trying to think the over 24. Brad, who else is over 24? Would Brad Dillon? Dillon maybe?
Dylan's about that. I think he's about 24
Dillon's
actually.
Leon. And Leon,
Leon's, aye, maybe Leon's about
that's
twenty.
the three players that are over 24. Unbelievable. So a really
Calvin, what is Calvin?
Calvin,
Twenty.
yeah,
Calvin's
Calvin. I
29.
think Dylan is 24 actually. So
Yeah.
that is a that's a really young side going out there. Do you know
Bodes
what the
well.
thing is? It's great. All I mean, apart from Ben, it's all Scots as well. Which is, you know, I think that's what's been the thing about Falkirk. We've had that Scottish mentality. We've maintained that all the way up from League One. You know, and I think it's really helped us in. You know, as well as that team kind of sticking together, that British kind of football and mentality, I think, is really does in good stead that this season.
Is this a party political broadcast
No,
from
it's not. There's nothing like
the
that. I'm
Canadian
just saying. I'm just saying.
media? Special
McGlynn's
guest,
talking about,
Nigel Farage.
oh my God, no, don't take all that, Jesus Christ.
Long as they start talking about wrestling, mate, just so you can
But no, it's good to see. It's good to see maintain that kind of Scots all through the thing, and like I say, a really young side as well, which is good. It's good to see. But aye, the game itself started off, and again, we just really did a number on Motherwell. We just really pressed really well, attacked with pace at them, and like even within the first minute, you could see when Miller went through. Tried that little chip. Probably should have taken the option to Barney, who was in the middle. We'll talk about Barney in a bit. Oh God. It was it like we were all out of the traps as Falkirk tend to do straight away again, and it just like we created loads of chances. But it was just again
again.
just a really good performance and great to see a bit of you know. After the weeks of being, you know, three losses on the spin, it was just good to be back again at the stadium and seeing that level of performance.
Yeah, no,
Tough
it
for the
was.
team
I
to have the
was.
sign their mother. Yeah.
I think we, Alex, we were talking about this just before you came on as well. John and Paul and Stephen, they just seem to have done their homework whenever we play Motherwell. Not just in terms of like how to deal with them defensively, but also how he have a go at them as well. And we seem to have that sort of perfect balance.
It's again, you're talking about different styles of football, and obviously Motherwell. They want to play as we want to play, and let you play the game space. And it's just, I was at the, again, sorry for talking about the semi final, it's painful, but going back to that, I had one of my mates who's a Motherwell fan there, And he's looking, he's saying, how is this the same team that came to Firth Park the week before and won 3-2, gone on 6 or 7-2 because we destroyed them? But it's, again, it's different styles of football. And it suits us. They're a joy to watch. Can't believe their manager's not shortlisted. The manager of the year, to be honest with you, but Sir John is, and that's what counts. And we
No,
whip him every week, don't we?
I think that with the fact that Jens Bertelsmann, who didn't get nominated, I think is basically I think a bit of jealousy. I do think because he's done wonders with Motherwell, and you look at that side. Just like I say, it just seems to be that we have had their number all this season, and John again just playing chess against them.
See the PFA thing though. We need to bear in mind it's essentially a personality contest, right? So as much as you expect some people to be involved, if they're not liked by their peers, they're not going to vote for them.
No.
And I'm not saying Jens is unlike, because I'm sure he is, but he's not like the warmest of guys from what I see on like media, and it's probably just the language barrier there as
Of
well.
course it is, yeah.
But if you look at who, well, I can't speak too much for Gary St. Naismith because I don't listen to a lot of his stuff, but John McGlynn, as we know, is so infectious about everything he does. I know Derek McInnes kind of rubs a few people up the wrong way, but otherwise I think everyone appreciates like what he's done and how he's done it. So again, you get him there. So I'm sure if there was five names, Jens would have been fourth or fifth.
Aye.
So it's not as if he's a million miles away, but I do think there's a bit of popularity in there, isn't it?
Right, personality side, yeah.
So, I mean, the first half, a bit like a basketball match, it was up and down, it was up and down. Just, I really enjoyed watching that game of football yesterday. I thought it was a really interesting, intriguing game to watch. And list, I mean, chances for Falkirk. I mean, Motherwell had a few, certainly in that first half as well. Looking at Lingell, Nicky had a really good save from Lingell, which kind of settled him down a wee bit because he seemed a bit nervy, definitely when he came to his kicking yesterday. He had one or two wayward kind of kicks, but that save seemed to set his mind, I thought, yesterday.
Was that their only shot on target?
I think it might have been. No, because no, there was the ball slipped through that Nicky got, but that's the only save that Nicky had to make, really. He had to go down and grab. Pick out a few and then go down when it was that through ball setting. But in terms of saves, that was his only thing Nicky had to do yesterday.
I think it was his only save, although they had a couple of chances to put wide. I think that's the only thing that's had to make
Right
a
net,
save.
yeah.
It's solid hands
But
again.
Motherwell had their chances, but we've got to talk about Big Barney. Oh, felt so poor laddie yesterday. Listen, his hold up play, his link up play, I thought it was really good yesterday, but. I mean, you could see it in his face at the end. I saw Brian going up and just giving him a big cuddle. You hear the players talking about it when I was speaking to the players in the lounge yesterday. I think he was a bit cut up. Spoke to his dad, Pete, who was up for the game yesterday. And I don't know if it was he was trying too hard in front of his dad or whatever, but let's go through the first half chances for Barney. There was the one that Brogio flicked on with his head. Barney goes through. I don't know if it's kind of coming from the fact that Calvin didn't square it to him in the first minute, but Calvin's in the middle, ready to just, like, if there was a point, you just go, pass now, and Calvin's just got to tap him. But then he, as strikers do, he went on and he had a hit.
You can understand why he took a shot because he's a confident young laddie. He's a striker. Why wouldn't you? However, in retrospect, you watch it back, Calvin was probably in the better of the two positions because Barney was kind of going a little bit wider. Guys, sorry, breaking news. Hibs have just had a man sent off.
Oh,
Again,
that's happening.
straight red card. Jamie McGrath.
Oh,
Wonderful.
good. Excellent. That means he doesn't play against us next week as well.
Indeed.
Fantastic. Of all the players that you don't want to, Jamie McGrath scored a couple against us this season. Of all the players you don't
He's a
want to play next
fantastic
week,
player. He's a
brilliant.
fantastic player. Yeah.
Absolutely. So happy days with
Right.
that. There we go. You can tell what time we're recording this on a Sunday. We're all going to be rushing
Yeah.
off to watch the second half in a minute.
Right.
But yeah, back to Barney. That was kind of the first chance. Then we had the second chance where he's just it was the keeper saved it, I think, where it's fallen to him and he's had a strike at it and the keeper's saved it as well.
But again, if he's Ross Hughes, I think A, the fact he keeps getting the positions, he's always there. And if you're listening to this, Barney, we love you.
We love him.
He's
Absolutely love
just
Barney.
he's been amazing. I think he's entitled to an off day. Do you know what I mean? He had four big chances. Yeah, let's face it, another game he was scoring at least two of the goals.
Yeah, he's
You
getting a
know,
hat trick on
James, it
another
just
day.
wasn't it to be, but Again, his all-round play has just came on massively.
His link-up
Massively.
play yesterday was
Brilliant.
phenomenal.
Aye,
Absolutely brilliant.
brilliant.
And for that
Really,
alone, he's
really.
worth his weight in gold.
Absolutely.
Brilliant.
He'll be so disappointed. I expect that one that came just in the stroke of half time, though, where he's done really well. The keeper, Motherwell being Motherwell, tried to play it out. He's nicked the ball. It's just too close, though. Do you know what I mean? There's a couple, you know, at that point, he just went reactionary. He's tried to chip it, and it's obviously came off
He's
Callum
finished.
Ward's face. There's a, you know, where you're thinking, just hit it as hard as you possibly can because it's going in, or try and shift it because the goalkeeper would go to, inevitably would have brought him down if he had shifted it on to his left. But you know, it's just instinctive. It's just absolutely instinctive. And you know, he, like you say, Alex, he's getting the chances, and like you say, Ross, his
Absolutely.
link-up play was incredible yesterday. But he will be going back. I think the biggest one he'll be kicking himself over is the header, though, in the second half.
Aye.
Delicious ball again. He's done it all season, and that's why he's up for Falkirk Daft Player of the Year. Leon McCann, another delicious ball in from that
Outstanding.
left-hand side, and he's done it all season. He's gone back across the goalkeeper, but he's went for the far post there then, and I think that's the one chance that he'll be really annoyed at himself about.
Yeah.
Aye.
Yeah.
Aye, it seems like bread and butter chance, basically, but again, it's 9 to 10 times that's gone in, and I think you'll do the damage against Hibs next week and put us in pole position for passports. Because I'm right in the way in playing, mate, for sure.
Well, that's, well, let's
Got
hope
it.
so. Let's hope so. A few things need to fall into place if that's to happen. Refereeing yesterday was a. Let's talk about the referee. Dan McFarlane was in charge yesterday. I thought, yeah, I didn't get a terrible game, but there was some decisions I was just like, what? What?
Aye. His attitude to dissent was pretty weird.
Aye.
And I don't know
I'm
if anybody
assuming
else.
Dylan Tate, that's why Dylan Tate got booked, because Dylan Tate got the foul and then he got a yellow card. So presumably, and knowing Dylan and how he reacts on that pitch, I'm presuming that was dissent and that's why he got hooked just about immediately afterwards.
I think, as Ross said, I think he was like a petulant child, the referee. Seriously, you talked to him, he was flashing count. I don't know if he's noticed in the second half, he was going to send Ben Barroso off. He put
He
his hand in
was.
his pocket and then he's realised he's already booked Ben and he put his hand, took his hand away again. I thought, what a clown, seriously.
I noticed that as well because
I
that was
saw
over
that,
towards
yeah.
the tunnel.
No,
That was over towards the tunnel.
he was just, it was as if you watch me know the game, I'm the man.
I think the word petulance the best word to describe
Aye.
him. I don't think he reffed the game that badly, but in terms of how he handled the players, like it's really poor. It was really poor.
Right,
Yeah.
right.
Dylan Tate, you know, frustrating in points yesterday as well, but again, just Dylan just frustrates you at the best times. You know, he'll have some amazing football passes and then he'll frustrate in other points. But I do think that was the tipping point when John McGinn, when he was a bit petulant, John, right, you're off. But on comes Mr. Cartwright now. Here is, I, in our group chat, Alex, on Friday, I noticed that Henry Cartwright is out of contract to Leicester, and I put in the chat. I said, "Anyone, would you take Henry Cartwright next season? I, for one, definitely would."
In a heartbeat, in a heartbeat, definitely.
Singing off the same hymn sheet, then,
listen,
Alex.
just let's look at the goal scored yesterday and the goal he scored against Rangers
Yeah.
alone.
Everyone to a man said, "Nope."
Definitely,
And
definitely.
him sitting
Aye.
to, at the side of me was like,
Yep.
when he came on, wasn't happy at all because he's still got in his head this Dunfermline dive anyway.
Listen, I'll stick up for me here, right, as well,
Aye.
right? So I am still annoyed about what he did. And yesterday, how well he did when he came on is reason enough for me to say that's why I was disappointed in him, right? Because what he did yesterday was at no different an angle as to what he did against Dunfermline.
Agreed.
He could have got the, but he could, and I know we're going over old ground. That was why I was pissed off about what he did. Going to
That's
yesterday though, he was brilliant when he came on.
it was great. It
he
was really
was, I
good.
think what you said about yesterday, Andy Gilchrist was sat next to you, stood next to you yesterday, he said the same thing. He says, why did he not do that against our film rather than dive?
Yeah.
Only
Put the ball
Henry
in the
could
box, take a
have
shot, do something. Just
done that. Aye,
didn't do
Roger,
it.
I think I don't know, only he can answer that, but I thought yesterday was superb.
Great when he came on, really, really good, and he got the goal almost instantly. I think it was his second touch of the game, if not his first. Again, I've been a bit of a critic of Ben Brosio. I think he's fallen away a wee bit. I'm very critical. You know, he lost the ball again in midfield, and sometimes it's just a learn. He's a young lad, and he'll learn from it, certainly in the Scotland game. I would like to actually see him. I wonder if there's an option to keep him for another season, because we've only had half a season of him. I wonder if we'll get him for a full season next season.
I think so.
I think that'll help his progression as a footballer, because I think he is starting to tick and learn, and he's got it in him. That, but you know, Miller did the hard work, winning the ball, getting to Brogio into the middle, and it was a beautifully weighted pass in through the middle. Cartwright running from deep, onto it, and a good finish with his weaker foot as well. But yeah, Ben just shows and flashes. Sometimes he'll just switch off. It's like a mentality thing. He thinks he's got more time than he should. And he, you know, you don't get that in the Scottish game, and he will learn from it. But it was, you know, you can't take away the boy's footballing ability, and it was a delicious ball through for Cartwright for the goal.
It was an absolute beauty, and I think, as you see, I think sometimes we forget he's still a lad, he's
Ah,
young.
he's only 19.
I think the bit about staying, I mean, obviously, I think the McGinn connection with Villa, and why no? Let him
Yeah,
stay.
yeah.
Well, he's happy. Obviously, John loves him, so let him kick
No,
on.
I would love to see him come back. Hopefully we can make that happen. His pass was sublime, it really was, and perfectly weighted. Going back to Cartwright again, it wasn't just the finish. See, if you watch it, how he adjusts his body and the timing, just everything was perfect about what he did. And I obviously Joe McGlynn's confirming it was his sort of weaker foot. I didn't really think he had one, to be fair. Well, his passing's pretty decent with both feet anyway. But obviously he watches them day in, day out. But perfect goal. Perfect goal.
Cartwright for Falkirk next season if we can get him, Ross.
I don't know. I don't know. I see if he was going to play him, I think he would have played him this year.
Do you think? I think, but you can. I think because Dylan and you know Brad have just combined so well. I
True, but we've got
think.
Civil coming in. There's probably other players that are going to come in as well. I'm not sure John McGlynn would have him.
Talking of other players coming in, when we were in the lounge yesterday, there was I saw someone kicking about, and I thought, oh, what that there was. It looked like Alan Fraser was speaking to someone in the lounge yesterday. And I was like, oh, that looks interesting over there. And it looked like an agent type lurking amongst them. And I couldn't, I was like, ah, wonder who that is. I didn't know who it was, but it was definitely a young lad. So I don't know who it was. So I'm on the case to try and find out who it was. I've also heard that Tanzer's maybe signed a pre-deal as well, but I don't
Right.
know from
Oh,
St
yeah,
Mirren.
because Mirren. Yep,
St
yep.
Mirren. So yeah, rumours will start flying about who's coming in, because we will have a hell of a turnover.
Right.
In the summer, it's going to be, you know, unrecognizable. Well, the core of the teams, the good thing is we're going to retain the core team unless someone comes in and bids for Moore, someone comes in and bids for Henderson, someone comes in and bids for Parnie. We're going to retain the core of the team, which is the good thing. But yeah, the kind of squad we'll need is going to have a bit of refurb over the summer. So that building, I guess, starts then. Talking about Calvin Miller there. He could have scored an absolute worldie. An absolute worldie. It was just that slip at the last minute. It was unbelievable skill from, like, I know Steve Clarke, right? So Steve Clarke was watching Finlay Curtis over at Kilmarnock yesterday. And I get it, because he's at Rangers and because he's younger than Calvin. But Calvin Miller yesterday, like, was unbelievable.
Yep.
Absolutely unplayable. He was outstanding, you know, and you know, I thought there was a lot of good players in the park, but I do think Calvin, you know, and we've not even talked about Finn Yeats yesterday, who was a warrior as ever, absolute machine on that part. But I thought Calvin was
He was
different gravy.
as good as, in my opinion, as good. I was talking to a mate again with you last night, who's saying, incidentally, he's even older than me, was saying that he thinks he's one of the best players that he's ever seen in a Falkirk shirt, Calvin Miller. And on his day, I would agree. He's just yesterday, it was just they couldn't get near him.
It goes back to a conversation we were having earlier on the podcast, Alex, before you came on. You know, it's like he suddenly comes into the conversation for the best Falkirk 11 that you've seen.
Oh, aye. He's on his days. Nobody can get near him,
Yeah.
and he's on the pitch, and his work rate is just incredible.
Imagine if that had went in. Imagine the scenes if that had went in. It would.
Conor Allen-esque.
I
See,
know.
when I watch it back, I thought he beat more players. Like, as it would have been a phenomenal goal. But I see when at the time, I remember thinking, oh, he's just beat like seven or eight players. But he only bet two, and I'm saying only,
But it was
but
the way he did it. It was
it
the
was the
way
way
he
he
did
did
it.
it. Yeah, yeah,
Oh, it was
yeah, yeah.
incredible.
No, it was
Incredible.
amazing. It was amazing.
I dream of that. I went, it'd been unbelievable if that went in. But yeah, Calvin Miller, unlucky with that. And, we see out the game, it was, Wilson came on, we spoke about him. He caused all sorts of problems. And like you say, Ross, his defensive work's got so much better. There was that point when he got back and won the ball, and he was really good, and he caused them all sorts of trouble. Drew a yellow card out of, I think, I can't remember who it was at side, when he went past him, and just the boy couldn't catch him. He's just like shit off a shovel. He's unbelievable. Interesting to see. I looked into his contract situation. He's contracted to Swansea, I think, until the end of next season as well. But whether Swansea want him back, I've led to believe he's really happy up here. So we'll need to try and get the gossip out him at the Player of the Year awards on Tuesday, to find out where his head's at. But really, again, one, would you take him again back next season? I, in a heartbeat, would take Kyle Wilson. I think he's still
Definitely.
a little bit raw in parts, but I do think he's got all the ingredients there to be a great player for Falkirk.
He can single-handedly again win a game for you. He proved that at
Yeah.
Partick Thistle going almost a carbon copy yesterday. Again, he just with that he's as you say, shit off a shovel. He's lightning fast.
Yeah,
I would do it.
yeah.
I would. I think he's the type of player that worries fullbacks, and those are rare.
Absolutely, absolutely. And we were there. We're getting across the line, but obviously, in Falkirk's fashion, we almost blew it in the last minute of the game. I have no idea. The ball flashing from a Motherwell corner. I think it was Welsh put it back across the goal. Callum Henry just couldn't adjust his body, but it was just like, oh my God! It was a heart, head in your hands kind of moment there at the end.
Yeah, and
Like,
Paul McGinn, I think if he'd been the right way, he could have got it. And then there was another guy who was his back was to goal. One of the, I think it was a striker that came on, wasn't
Henry, yeah.
it? Was it Henry? Yeah, so how that never went in. But listen, thankfully it didn't. We more than deserved the 3 points because we created far more than they did. And as Alex said earlier, had we been 3 or 4 nil up at half time, I'm not overly convinced Motherwell could have moaned about it.
No, no. No, well on top for the vast majority of the game, aye, for sure.
I know, I know. And there you go. It's I was just thinking the stat yesterday. Two former Scotland teammates, boys playing on the same pitch yesterday. Brad Spencer, Colin Hendry. There you
Aye,
go.
yeah, good shout, aye.
Yeah. So we had a little Easter egg in that game yesterday. John Spencer was actually at the game yesterday. I was speaking to him. He was there to see Brad as well. I was speaking to him before the match. Lovely, lovely guy. And we've had him obviously on this podcast as well. So great to speak to John yesterday as well in hospitality. But yeah, 1-0. Sort it out. Should have been more, I think. Barney, we'll go back to Barney. Poor lad. But yeah, it should have been more. But we deserved it. And then, like I say, 10 points out of 12 against Motherwell, who have been the media darlings, who have been the team that everyone showed up this season. But they can't beat the Falkirk, can they? Can't beat the Falkirk, yeah. Anyway, let's hear what it was Stephen McGinn yesterday, who was speaking to Adam after the match.
Stephen, a massive game today and a massive win. Obviously, not the results we would have wanted in the past few weeks, but a really good way to bounce back and get back to winning ways.
Yeah, well, as a group, you're always learning about each other. And although we lost the game, there was fine margins last week. I thought we delivered a really strong performance at a very tough venue. And we knew coming into this game, and Motherwell were absolutely brilliant. Not only just in the first half against Rangers, but once we got back to two each, we know how good a team they are. So we needed to be the same performance level, if not even better, in terms of adding in an extra work rate. They may really make you run. So we're absolutely delighted, obviously, with the result, but another big performance here.
It could have been a bigger scoreline as well, obviously. A lot of chances created. Another positive to take from an all-round really good afternoon.
Yeah, but I think there's a small part of Big Barney that he's a bit gutted with how his afternoon went. I mean, some of the chances he's been scoring for us, So you get absolutely no complaints. He's always in the right areas. Some of these chances feel like bad misses because he's been so clinical for us. But he's still a young player. His reaction to that in terms of it became about the team and his work rate, especially that last 20, 30 minutes when his head could have went down, was huge for us.
Another player who made a positive impact, Henry Cartwright. He's obviously been out the team for a while. He came on today and made a huge impact.
Yeah, delighted for him. I mean, the thing with this group, I mean, even in the last 2 weeks, it's probably our youngest 11, starting 11s of the season, with obviously losing Scott and Liam Henderson. I think between last week and this week, maybe only having three players over the age of 24. So there's so many of them. There's so many young players that you forget kind of the age of them. And Henry had a really sore one a couple of weeks ago with his red card. But his credit the next day at training, he was really good, and his training levels have been really good. He wasn't on for long last week, but he looked bang at it, as if he was ready to go for the disappointment. And the way football is, from a big low 2 weeks ago, he is a big high, and he is a match winner for us today.
10 points a season now from a, like you said, a fantastic Motherwell side. How much confidence does that give you now, on top of, you know, the confidence that the boys already had going into a huge game next week against Hibs?
Yeah, well, I mean, the way we try and play against Motherwell asks a lot of the boys' bravery. Takes them really out of their comfort zone. They're that good. You have to go there. If you half commit, they'll beat you. And I thought the first half was basketball. But the thing with it is, when they play through you, can you be calm? Can you get slow down their attacks, let bodies get back, but also carry a threat? And I thought we carried a threat all afternoon. Kept, anytime there's any kind of turnover of ball, anytime we recovered the ball, we played quickly, we made them defend very quickly. And as the game went on, probably became less of a basketball match. Not seen it back yet. We probably dodged a wee bullet in the last minute. Probably like similar to the Livy one earlier in the season. But delighted to go over the line. A huge 3 points for us.
Said it before, I'll say it again. There's your future Falkirk manager whenever McGuinn puts the cap on the hat stand. Yeah. Love listening to Steve McGuinn talking. Like, hopefully we can keep a hold of him and St Mirren don't come looking for him in the summer.
I think you're right, John. I think he knows he's in a good space, and he's in a good management team there, and fingers crossed he sees it himself as well in a few years' time. Guys, Celtic are one up.
Excellent, there we go.
Wonderful.
Yeah, Dyes and Maida again.
Excellent.
Polish your passports.
All right. We've not discussed John McGuinn's fit from yesterday either. He was looking a bit like a bus driver yesterday, getting ready for a shift with his shirt and his trousers on yesterday. It looked like he'd been dragged through next yesterday as opposed to dragged through Fannels.
He had the white vest on underneath the shirt.
I noticed that he had the shirt. I think I'm going to go for it was a t-shirt under it, looking all right. But loving the change up of fit from John McGuinn across the season. The fashionistas and monsters loved watching that happen. Let's hear what you guys had to say after the game. Elaine Maitland, who I'll speak about in a minute. Brilliant game today. Hogarth punting the ball, outstanding. Cartwright, amazing goal. Also happy winning that bottle of Prosecco in the lounge. And when I wrote Moscow instead of Brosio, I'm not good at lip reading. Total dafty. Elaine was in the lounge yesterday playing Falkirk Daft versus. And when I said who was it, this question was who scored the second against Motherwell? And she wrote, what was it, Mate Moscow or something like that, as opposed to Brent Brogio, because her husband was trying to voice over.
Apparently it was Grant Thompson that was doing the mouthing, and she got Moscow from Brogio.
Aye, so I don't know who that was, Moscow that plays for Falkirk, but well done. I can't believe she managed to win a bottle of Prosecco. She won 2-0 as well. I had to help her with one of the answers, right enough. But well done, Elaine, and mum of Ashley, who is wonderful and takes all our pictures for us in the lounge and also at Falkirk Daft Live. So well done to you, Elaine. Andy White says, good game today. Players clearly still think Europe is achievable. Lots of good performances. Thought Calvin was immense.
Indeed. Ross Balfour says, great win. Could have been a lot more had Barnley had his shooting boots on. Should have had at least a hat-trick. Great to go unbeaten against a Motherwell side that have been flying.
Yeah, Cliff says, just awesome. Nielsen won me over today. Brilliant. Totally bossed it. We have not talked about Lewis Nielsen or Conor Allen enough. When we went through the game, I thought Lewis Nielsen's had a lot of criticism, a lot of people kind of get on his back. I thought he was brilliant yesterday.
Yeah, he was superb.
I thought the two of them, you know, for such a young defensive pairing, I thought they marshalled the what Motherwell threw at them so well. I thought Lewis Nielsen was a rock yesterday.
Yeah.
Best performance of the Falkirk shirt for sure. And just we all love Colin, I know how good he is, but Nielsen, I have to say, surprised me yesterday. In a good
Alex, I would agree. I think that was his best performance so
one.
far in a Falkirk shirt. And as you said, John, we've probably not spoken of a few of the quiet superstars for yesterday. Finn was like a
Finn,
man possessed, and he was super.
I spoke to Finn. I spoke to Finn in the lounge afterwards, and I said, "How's Henry Cartwright managed to get the man of the match over you, Finn?" He's like, "I don't know." So,
A few contenders yesterday, I think, for man of the match, you could ask for sure.
He was, but I do think Nielsen. Like, I think you know he's out of contract. Hearts, I can't see Hearts renew his contract. I think in terms of you know squad depth. You know, I don't. Is he a starting centre half? I'm not too sure. Maybe a few more performances like that will convince me. But I do think he's definitely one from yesterday. He can prove that he's a top six defender in this league. So, well done, Louis Nielsen. I hopefully you've won over a few doubters yesterday, mate. There you go.
Gary Murray, Ruby says, unbelievable, Jeff. The boys played magnificently. Bring on the Hibbies. Let's hope the ugly sister can do us a favour tomorrow, as in today. Come on, you Bairns. Henry Cartwright, well done, fella.
Oh, the favour's already getting done, thank goodness. The Grim Reaper, Graham McKechnie. Hello, Graham. For all their possession and time on the ball, I can only remember one shot on target from that. Nicky palmed away for a corner in the first half. Yeah, that was it. That was the only thing Nicky had to do yesterday.
And finally, Paul Morris, who we know and love. Budvar got us to Europe back in the day, so it would appear there is an opportunity here with the current shirt sponsor lying vacant. We will get to Europe one way or another.
I don't know if so we bumped into Jamie. I don't think I'm saying anything out of turn here, but we bumped into Jamie in the lounge yesterday, and we obviously he wouldn't reveal who the new sponsor was or is going to be. There are rumours circulating that it's McEwen Fraser Legal, but I don't know if that's true or not. But that's the rumours that are swirling around. I know they've sponsored a few teams prior, so we'll wait and see who that sponsor is. But I did like the fact I think the club had approached Estrella, who were also established in 1876, and I think Jamie had said, imagine like the gold Estrella star on top of on the strip. It would have been sensational. Imagine that, Estrella sponsoring Falkirk. Oh, just because they're both established, eight, so both celebrate 150 years, Estrella all over the place. Oh, I mean, amazing, amazing.
So we could have had 1876 on the shirt after all.
Absolutely, absolutely. But oh, that would have been sensational. But I still wait to find out who the sponsor, the new sponsor is. And again, shout out to the Carrots, Crunchy Carrots, and Scott Henderson for everything they've done for the club over the last few years. Been magnificent sponsors. And as I said, you know, like the strips that Crunchy, the Carrot has been on will be legendary strips for years to come. And I think it also in tandem with the O'Neills and the quality of strips we're getting, some of my all-time favourite Falkirk strips have been over the last few seasons. I'm talking about the Invincible home top with the steeples red on the shoulders. I'm talking about last year's away top, which I thought the red one with the gold was sensational. And this year's away top, like I have, they're probably in my top five Falkirk strips of all time because I think every single one of them has been a cracker. So, and they've got the Carrot on it. And shout out to O'Neills for producing them. Been brilliant, been brilliant. There we go. Right, okay, let's get to Falkirk Daft Rated and Falkirk Dafty of the week then. Tough one from yesterday. There's so many contenders. Ross, who are you going for?
It is tough from yesterday because there's so many standouts. I know you mentioned him earlier, for his overall work rate, tracking back, forward play. I'm going to go Finn Yates.
Finn Yates, Alex.
Again, honestly, you could want 11 there was in a weak link in the team. Finn was outstanding. Again, special mention to Big Lewis, who surprised me. Love Connor. Yeah, love the wee man at left back. The full team, but I've got to go up on yesterday. I have to see Calvin Miller. I just think he was just incredible. For me, it's Calvin Miller. Although Finn, I couldn't complain of that either.
Yeah, I'm going to have to jump in, Alex. Sorry, Ross.
That's all right.
I'm going to jump on board with Alex. I thought Calvin Miller was absolutely unplayable yesterday. And if he does not get a look in for these friendlies against, when we're crying
Absolutely.
out for creativity and
Yep.
pace, like Steve Clarke needs to have a look at himself. He'll have his favourites because obviously Finlay Curtis is playing over at Kilmarnock as a Rangers player and what have you. But he's got to look at Calvin Miller. He's got to get a video of that game yesterday and look at what Calvin Miller does in that park because he's just unbelievable, unplayable. And you know what? Like he deserves his chance in a Scotland jersey. He absolutely 100% deserves. So
Yeah,
Calvin
for
Miller
him.
for me.
If it wasn't for the fact he was a Falkirk, well, let's be honest, it wouldn't even be a question he would be there.
Yeah.
Course not. Of course not.
Definitely.
And I say he's playing in the top six, Finlay Curtis is playing the bottom. He's had half a season, Finlay Curtis, effectively. He played a couple of games for Rangers. Calvin Miller's played every single game. He's come up through the leagues. He's proved himself. He was Championship Player of the Year last season. Like, I don't know what more Calvin Miller can do to show that he deserves a shot at Scotland. So, yeah, Calvin Miller for me, and he is your Falkirk Daft rated player. Do we have a Falkirk Dafty apart from Elaine, who nominated herself for Mate Moscow, the player that scored against Motherwell?
I think it would be really easy to vote for the ref, but can we put a nomination through for the Motherwell fans who were oleing in the first half when it was nil nil? Like, what the fuck
I love
was
that. I just love
that?
that. They're away and then suddenly they lose the ball and we start away and back it. I thought it was a really nice buck between the two supporters. And I mean, shout out obviously yesterday as well for Falkirk Supporters Society and the Well Society for, you know, again, just showing the fan ownership unity, which we saw at Fir Park a few weeks ago. And there's mascots out for Motherwell. They had their Steel Man mascot there with them alongside Fergus, and it was just really nice. I do think there was a nice bit of camaraderie between the supporters, not like we've seen from other supporters that have visited the stadium this season. And I do want to point out as well, I did see on social media, I think it was one of the Motherwell supporters in the disabled section, and he put a picture of his view. That's something that needs to get sorted out.
Yeah,
Like,
I saw Jamie respond to say that they're going to put a viewing
yeah.
platform in for a raised, sorry, platform in for
Yeah,
next season, which is good to
and
hear.
that's good to hear because you do. It was a bit of a letdown, that side of things, and you know it was well pointed out. We obviously had Stephen Rayside, who's in a wheelchair as well. He was in the podcast. Missed him, and he was in the boardroom hoi polloi yesterday, by the way. But that's something he feels really strongly about, and you know it's something that needs to be looked at. You know, if that's the kind of view that the disabled supporters are getting, we obviously in the Ken McAllister stand have that raised section. It needs to be replicated in the Moss stand as well. So hopefully that gets sorted, you know, for next season as well. So that would be good to see. But yeah, shout out that. So Dafty, we're going with the Motherwell supports just for the away. And yeah, happy with that, Alex?
That sounds amazing to me. I was sitting with the referee, but given the fact I've got a couple of close Motherwell fans, Bob Aggery ones, definitely.
Brilliant. Okay, we'll go with that then. Right, that's us just about tied a bow in this, but first of all, we've got to do Falkirk Daft versus. Yes, it's the game show on the podcast where we challenge our guest pundits up against either me or Ross. And this time it is Alex versus Ross. Right, okay. Right, Ross, have you got something to write down your answers on?
I do, I've got a board ready.
Excellent, Alex. You just have to shout out your answer. Once we get Ross's answer. Right, okay. First question, how many times has John McGlynn won Manager of the Year? How many times has John McGlynn won Manager of the Year?
Okay, I've got some written down.
Right, Alex, what's your answer?
I'm going to go with three.
Number three, Ross.
I went three as well. Did he win it when he was another team's manager as
He
well?
won it with Raith Rovers as well, so correct. 1 point each. Well done. Question number two. How many Falkirk players were in the League One Team of the Year when we went invincible? How many Falkirk players were in the League One Team of the Year when we went invincible?
Yeah, I've got sound written down.
Yeah. Alex.
I'm going 10.
10. Ross.
I've written 10 as well.
2-2. And for a, I won't go for a bonus point, but who was the only other player that got into that side?
Was it all the other player that got into the side? Oh, I
Yeah.
don't know. No.
Well, I'm going to have a guess. Was it, I can't remember his name, but was it the Queen's Park goalkeeper?
It was not. It was
No.
not. Nicky got into. It was Nicky got into the team of the year. It was Romain Barrell,
Was it?
Ross McKeever.
Oh, yes.
Ross McKeever lost.
Ross.
Remember,
I knew it was Ross that never got it, but
I
aye,
was. It
aye,
was.
aye.
It was
Yeah,
Ross
yeah.
that missed out getting in.
I was
So.
thinking it was the keeper because do you know why I thought it was a keeper? Because remember it kept rotating between Sam Long and
Yeah.
Hogarth.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's
Yeah.
anyway, good, good, good. What's this? This is tight game.
2-2. 2-2. Right. Question number three. Who was Conor Allan on loan at before he joined Falkirk? He left Rangers, obviously, but who was he on loan at from Rangers before he joined Falkirk?
Okay, I've got some written down.
This is an absolute guess on me. I'm going to go with Forfar.
Forfar from Alex Ross.
I think Kelty Hearts.
3-2. 3-2.
What's it who?
You. Yes,
Oh,
Kelty
yeah.
Hearts. Kelty Hearts. There you go.
That's it.
Right, question number four. Jim Jeffries is going to be our guest at Falkirk Daft Live. But who did he come from to manage Falkirk? What club was he at before he managed Falkirk? You need this, Alex. You need this.
All right, I've got an answer written down, by the way.
Alex, what have you got?
Berwick Rangers.
Shit. I went break it.
Oh, it's 3-3.
Ross, can I just say, you're against the grange with high lad this year. See, if you don't beat me, don't even come back to the
Well done,
podcast.
and there you go. That is 3-3. Down to the last question. It's sudden death, and we go to a tie break. Otherwise, woofed. Right, here you go. The forgotten man. What squad number does Jamie Sneddon have?
Geese,
What
geese.
squad number does Jamie Sneddon have at Falkirk?
Ha! Oh my God.
Remember, is he still at Queen? Is he went to? Is he was emergency loan to Queen of the South, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's still there because did
Aye, because Joe Hastings was on the bench yesterday. I thought they might have called him back. It just goes to show you. Yeah.
So as I guess, don't know. Of
No.
course, I'm run down.
Right. Okay. Alex.
Not a clue. 76.
70, 76, right, okay.
I went 13.
Oh, one out. It was actually number 12.
Oh.
There you go. Right.
The crossbar, mate.
Yeah, let's go for. I'm going to grab a sudden death question here because the one I've written down, I think, has been covered off in the podcast. I'm going to go and grab a sudden death question now. Hold on. So that, well played, boys. I'm very, very, very impressed here. Very impressed by your abilities here. Right, okay. But we'll go to a sudden death question now. And the question I've got for you, and I don't know if, maybe he's only answered this, but I don't know if you will. How many assists has Calvin Miller got in the league this season? Closest wins. How many assists has Calvin Miller got in the league this season?
So I don't need to write this down then, do I? Or
Right,
do I need to write
okay.
it down?
You write it down. Alex can give
Right.
me his answer.
Assists.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. It's a guess.
Right.
No,
Alex.
stabbing at that 9.
Stab in the dark, nine, Ross.
I've went 12.
One of you has got it nailed on the head. Absolutely nailed on the head. And that person is Alex Haston.
Well done, sir. Well done, sir.
Grangemouth High beats Falkirk High. Who knew?
Absolutely
Who
bamboozled that
knew?
one. Also, I think you let me win that.
No, I genuinely, honestly,
I
these
wouldn't
were.
definitely not have let you win that, Alex. Well
No.
done, mate. There you
Well
go.
done. Yeah, play the
Brilliant.
Champions League music, John.
Yeah, there you go. Well done, Alex. What a victory for Grangemouth.
It's been a pleasure. Sure, Adams will still be talking to me after that. If I hadn't won that, I was getting disowned.
Super, bro. Listen, thanks for coming on, Alex. Thanks for being our guest pundit. We'll see you at Falkirk Daft Live. In fact, we'll see you at the Hibs game next week, probably.
We'll see you. Are you going on Tuesday night?
See you Tuesday night at the recognition
sponsor,
night.
We're sponsoring Connor Allen's.
Oh, yes. Brilliant.
Andrew's in Japan, so his mum's taking his place.
Oh, very nice. I'll see you at the bar on Tuesday night. I have been asked to award the goal of the season. I don't think they'll immediately regret this when I get on stage, but I've been asked to award the goal of the season award on the night, so it should be a good night. Looking forward to it.
Very much.
I'll see you at the bar on Tuesday, Alex. Cheers, pal.
Thank you. Cheers, lad. Take care. Bye.
This is Falkirk Daft
with Behind the Wall and the Falkirk football fans in training.
Always a pleasure to speak to Alex. Love speaking to him. Great lad. Great, like to say, check out Andy. Andy's been on, hasn't he? Andy's been on the podcast.
Yes, I'm sure he has. Yeah.
Aye, so go and check Parley Ammo, or Chancer, as they're now called. Talking of music, right, I just want to do a quick musical interlude now on Falkirk Daft, and it's for Falkirk boys, but you'll maybe not know one of the, what, basically a bunch of supporters, right, have put together a song for Scotland. Now, one you'll know, Craig Telfer, who's been on this podcast, steady supporter, View from the Terrace contributor and presenter of the Terrace show on the TV. Him and his brother Ross is a top lad. He's a Rangers supporter, mind you, but he's a really, really good lad. Saw him, he was at the Scott Arfield Russell Latapy night. They've joined up with a couple of Falkirk supporters, Ross Campbell and Gary Fowler. Now, they've done a song for Scotland. I'm going to play it because they've went under the name Bucks Bravehearts. Now, that's in tribute to, obviously, Andy Arbuckle, who sadly passed away this year. And they're doing it for, obviously, for a charity. So brilliant that they went out and did this. I'm going to play the song to give it its way. And it's actually really, really good as well. There's so many people releasing songs for Scotland, but these are Falkirk. These lads are all from Falkirk. Couple of Falkirk supporters in there. And, tribute to Big Andy Arbuckle. So we're going to play Scotland's On The Way. And this is from Bucks Bravehearts.
Tierney is only half away.
City's gone.
you go, a wee taster of the boys there. Brilliant. And as I say, they're all local lads, and Bucks Bravehearts, obviously doing it for Andy, who is Falkirk through and through. So just good to give them a wee plug on Musical Corner. And if you want any tunes played on this podcast, if you're a local band, or I'm up for that. I love Musical Corner because I love discovering new music. So there you go, Bucks Bravehearts. Get that downloaded. And I think, I'm not too sure what charity they're doing it for, but well done to the lads. That's the Telfer brothers, Craig and Ross, Ross Campbell and Gary Fowler. So spot on, guys. Right, that's it for Falkirk Daft then. Great to have another 3 points on the board, Ross. We'll see how the Hibs Celtic update. If you're by the time you listen to this podcast, the game will be done. So we're just giving you, Ross has been giving you updates throughout the day, and it doesn't matter. But from our perspective, we're at, what's the score? It's 1-1 now. So fingers crossed, Celtic can do us a favour, and it makes next week's game absolutely huge if they can do it. Because I do think if Hibs are to win today, it's, you know, it's very, very...
Hibs win today, I think it's done. It's done. A draw might even...
A draw kind of does this as well, do you know what I mean?
Because their goal difference is far better than ours.
The goal difference is far better, and we've got, you know, we've still to beat... we'd then have to beat Hearts, Rangers... Well, we'd have to beat Hibs, and then we'd have to beat Hearts, and either Hearts or Rangers to have any chance. It's a struggle. But we'll see how it goes, and we'll be back on the preview show on Thursday to look ahead towards Hibs, and look ahead to the weekend and potentially a massive, massive game for the Falkirk Bairns. Remember, follow us on the socials, play the year and goal of the season. Votes will be going up on the socials as well, so keep an eye out for them that this week. And we'll announce them on the night at Falkirk Daft Live at Behind the Wall on May the 15th, where, of course, we'll be joined by Jim Jeffries, Billy Brown, John McGlynn and Paul Smith. Cannot wait for that night. Cannot wait. Brilliant. That's it for Falkirk Daft. Thank you for watching, listening. Get us on YouTube. Like and subscribe. Subscribe to so you don't miss a podcast. Do that thing. Please hit subscribe on Apple or Spotify, and it'll pop up saying, there's a new Falkirk Daft for you to listen to. There you go. And if your pals don't listen to it, why don't they listen to it? We're the only Falkirk podcast going about. Come on. We've got the monopoly of the market. Make sure they listen. That'd be nice. And if you want to sponsor us, thanks very much to Carpetways. Actually, who we haven't mentioned Carpetways yet. God damn it, Ross. They are sponsoring this week's episode as ever. We really appreciate all the boys over at Carpetways for looking after us and sponsoring this episode. And of course, they are going to give you this massive offer in Falkirk, because they were established in Falkirk. £799, you get a full house deal, and that's exclusive to Falkirk. Head to carpetways.com/Falkirk or go and visit them in store. It's on Burnbank Road, which is just opposite the old Martell in Bainsford, off Graham's Road. And not only do they carpets, they also do artificial grass, which you can get in store. You can get 20mm thick up to 40mm thick. Prices range from £9.99 per square metre. Of course, it's pet and child friendly as well, and you don't have to mow the lawn. But I do think if you have artificial lawns, you don't have to go over it with a hoover.
Pass. I'm not sure.
I know you go, but I think I've seen people doing that. But yeah, they're a Falkirk business. They started in Falkirk, and they've got a brilliant deal in store now. They're also going to give you a free home measurement if you need to get your carpets done. Get their estimator out. They'll come out, measure your rooms, and give you the price with no wastage. So there you go. Get involved. Carpetways.com/Falkirk, and they're on Burnbank Road, just next to the old Martell, which is now the Rosebank Rooms. So there you go. So Carpetways, thanks very much for sponsoring this episode. And also thank you very much for the Falkirk Football Fans and Training here with us every single week. Thanks to Ian and the team over there. Remember, the times have changed. They're now on a Wednesday, 8 o'clock to 9:30 on the community pitches. And they've got the categories. You can be a youngster, well, late 20s, early 30s, so we're not exactly that, Ross. We fall into the over 40s, 50s category, however, which is the academy section. And, of course, they've got the legends, which is about a slightly slower pace. We still haven't arranged the game with the Falkirk Football Fans in Training yet. We need to get that in the diary.
Very true.
We need to get that in the diary. I'm going to be bringing out all the big guns. I said it last season and it all kind of went awry, but next season, hopefully bring out a couple of big guns if we get the charity match. And of course, the cricket match has got upcoming as well, which we still need to get sorted and organised our team, though it's coming together very, very well. Contact Doogie or Ian. The links are below if you want to get involved. We're the Falkirk football fans in training. Right, we're off to watch the Hibs Celtic game. That you'll know the result by the time this podcast comes around, but we're off to watch that now. Thank you very much for watching. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time,
expect unexpected.
We're Falkirk Duff. Talking about the dark blues and having a bit of a laugh. We're Falkirk Duff. You can listen in the pub or you can listen in the bath. We're Falkirk Duff. For everyone who's kidding about being a Falkirk bear, We're Falkirk Duff. Are Falkirk Daft.